But first, let's bring up our first guest. We kick it off today with Senator Dick Durbin. Senator, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, congratulations on the stimulus bill. We wanted to have you on, first of all, to say congratulations. And people are wondering, when are they going to start getting their checks?
Boy, that is the big question. Remember, the bill was signed into law 8-9 days ago at the most. And it's $2.2 trillion. It's the biggest rescue effort ever in our nation's history. And a lot of agencies are scrambling to do their job and do it right. The Small Business Administration is one of the first. And that, of course, means lining up the application forms, approving them, sending out the money. I think they've sent out $5 billion already out of a total of, I think, $350 billion, as I sit here. That's what I remember. People, though, the most questions have come at me. I've gone on Facebook Live, which is like taking incoming rounds. People have lots of questions. And the first question is, say, okay, I'm on Social Security.
Yep.
I didn't file an income tax return last year. I wasn't supposed to. Am I going to get a check? Answer, yes. When? I'm not sure. They say some checks are going out this week, but some may not go out for 20 weeks. So I don't want to overpromise, but it is coming to people in that circumstance. $1,200 for each adult, $500 for each kid under the age of 17. So those are the two things. Then the other one is unemployment insurance. That was our big get in terms of our negotiation. We said getting a cash check, $1,200, is important to everybody. Let's do it. But let's not do a one and done. Let's do something that's going to sustain people for some period of time. And so we did 4 months of unemployment insurance for those who qualify, laid off, furloughed, terminated, and we extended the new categories, part-time workers, gig workers, independent contractors. More and more people will be eligible for unemployment than would have been before, and they will get, in addition to the state promised amount, $600 a week, $600 a week for 4 months in unemployment. When's it coming? How soon can I get it? Well, it turns out we started sending the money to the state, Illinois State Department of Employment Security. This week, they've got to set up the process to send out the checks. It'll take them a little time to do it, I'm sure, but that's where we stand.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because your critics are saying, well, we're paying people an extra $600 to stay at home with the unemployment, but there is an end game to that. You said it's only 4 months, but what we found...
4 months. Yeah, it's 4 months.
What we found out, Senator, since the bill has been passed, you know, we're going to stay at home till April 30th now. Who knows how long it's going to be expanded? This is what I want to ask you. I'm worried about the small businesses because I know so many small business owners here in Chicago. What can we do to help them? Because if this keeps going on and on, what's the end game?
So the Illinois Restaurant Association came in to see me, I'm guessing 3 weeks ago, and there were half a dozen of the leaders. You'd know their names right off the bat. They own restaurants. Some of them I know because they're neighborhood restaurants we frequent. Others, there are a few restaurants in the chain and so forth. So they came in and they said, we need help. What are we going to do? You know, we have to close the doors. We can't have customers come anymore. It's all to go and so forth. So here's what we came up with. And this was a bipartisan agreement that we've been working on for weeks. Marco Rubio, Republican, Florida. Ben Cardin, Democrat, Maryland. A whole bunch of others. Cherry Garcia was involved in negotiating too. Here's how it comes down. First, if you are a small business, which means fewer than 500 employees, that's what we call small business
right.
At the federal level. Fewer than 500 employees, you go to the bank, hopefully it's the bank you use regularly for your business, and say, are you going to offer this SBA guaranteed loan? It's called an 8A loan, SBA 8A loan, 7A, 8A, I think I've got that right. And if they say yes, you fill out a form, which is supposed to be no more than a couple pages. You fill out the form, you hand it in. They will then loan you up to 2.5 times your monthly payroll. Now, you get to pick the month. It doesn't have to be last month or the month before. It's an average month. 2.5 times monthly payroll. Let's assume, for the sake of discussion, your monthly payroll is $60,000. You can borrow then $150,000, 2.5 times $60,000, as a loan from the Small Business Administration. Then, if you turn around and show that you spent the money on the following categories, I'll list them: payroll,
yep,
benefits, rent, utilities, interest on your mortgage. If you spent that $150,000 on that, you do not have to repay the loan. So that means if you say, I've got a great team at my restaurant, I want to keep them together for a period of time, I want them to come back to work for me, I'm going to pay them payroll and benefits with the $150,000, then you're covered. You don't have to pay the loan back. If you don't use it for those purposes, it's like borrowing from the SBA 4% annual interest.
Right. That's what helps. That's what's going to keep people employed, that you don't have to pay it back if you keep those people employed at your restaurant or small business.
Right. And that's the goal here. We want these businesses to reopen. I use restaurants as an example, but it's every small business. Do you know how many we're talking about in the U.S.? 50 to 60 million small businesses. So the president has said, and we've all said, it's a good idea, let's make sure it works, and let's be prepared to put some more money into it if we have to. We want this economy to come back.
Right.
If these places all disappear, and we have to recreate all these small businesses, for goodness sakes, this economy won't get back on its feet anytime soon. We want to be ready as soon as it's safe to come back into a restaurant and see your old buddies and order your favorite dish and look around and see the waiters that you know and all the rest of them. I mean, we want it all to come back.
We're talking with Senator Dick Durbin. Yesterday's stats, the biggest one-day jump with confirmed cases here in Illinois, over 1,200. 53 more deaths. McCormick Place being transformed into the Chicago Coronavirus Field Hospital. I mean, another month of social distancing. Do we know that this is working? Should we just tear off the Band-Aid and say, okay, everybody's got to stay home for 14 days?
A lot more people will die if we do that, and we don't want that to happen. And it's sad to see the numbers, but I will tell you that most of us believe, listening to the experts, I'm not a public health expert, most of us believe that we're 2 to 2.5 weeks away from the crest in Illinois. If we've done it right, that should happen in 2 weeks or so, maybe sooner, God willing. But 2 to 2.5 weeks, we should see the crest. Now, does that mean, okay, let's go out to Wrigley Field? No. We're in a position, until we get a vaccine that protects everybody, we're going to have to deal with this carefully, because what may look like a victory, and now we've peaked and we're coming down, could bounce back up again if we drop our guard. This is the darndest thing. We're in this for a long haul. I hope by the middle of the summer they come up with some things to treat us, to avoid the infection or to treat the infection. But the vaccine, the experts tell us, a year away. So we're going to have to come back to this carefully. Denmark just started reopening its economy. But, you know, they closed down weeks before we did and said, stay home, we're going to watch you. And now they're back in business. So taking it seriously, taking the precautions now could pay off.
Senator, you're right. Johnson & Johnson said they have potential vaccines that they're going to start testing in the fall, but they will not be available until first quarter of next year. But that's for high-risk people. But how about Abbott Laboratories right here in the Chicagoland area stepping up their game with these rapid tests? You have to be proud of that.
Good for them. I am. And let me tell you, we made a mistake in the beginning. We'll have time sometime in the future to look back and go through the whole record and see who were the heroes and who were the bums in this process. We don't have time for that now. But right now, we focus on keeping people healthy and bringing this thing under control. But we had a very bad kickoff when it came to testing. You know, for weeks, I'd call J.B. Pritzker and he'd say, hey, we tested 350 people in Illinois yesterday. Senator, I need these tests they keep talking about. Well, luckily, Abbott, a few others stepped up. With newer tests, better tests, you don't have to wait 2, 3, 5, 7 days for the results. You can get it in 15 minutes. I mean, that's what we were hoping for, and God bless the folks up there for what they did. So the testing is critical, because we can then get in, and we're doing now thousands of tests each day in Illinois. We wish we could do even more. But now we can go to areas of the state and say, well, you know, we were concerned about this suburb. We were concerned about this part of the city. We're concerned about this downstate community. Let's do broadband testing and see what we find. So we'll know if we got a hot spot or not. So that's part of getting the thing under control. And understanding there are some parts of the state and city and counties that may not be in serious shape.
Wow. I mean, my head is spinning just listening to this, and you have to deal with this every single day. We're talking to Senator Dick Durbin for a few more minutes. I want to ask you about President Trump for a second. President Trump's approval rating, the highest it's ever been. He said something yesterday that most of us think is reckless when he said, "I hope people will attend Easter Mass," which is a week from today. Why would that even come out of his mouth?
I don't know. You know, the Surgeon General is a good fellow and a friend of mine, and he was on TV this morning, and he said, sometimes the president is aspirational. Now, that's the kindest way you can describe that kind of a statement. That just makes no sense. He went on to say, don't do it. It ain't worth it, my friends. You know, say a little prayer at home with your friends and family, the people that you're closest to. Do it, you know, on a Zoom or some sort of a conference call. But don't gather with a group. That is just that could just break our backs again. We could see what looks like a dip turn right back into a peak. We don't want to see that happen. And you know, I understand Blaise Cibich is coming on, the Cardinal. I really respect him really much. And he and the church leaders, the leaders in the synagogues and temples, basically told people stay home.
Right.
There'll be plenty of time to renew your religious feelings after this is behind us. And he also, you can credit, I'm going to get this a little bit wrong, but Cardinal Cibich says, act like Jesus, but wash your hands like Pontius Pilate. So that was a great line. Get him to say it accurately. I'm not sure I said it.
I'm going to recite that to my mother. My mother texts me, Senator, my mother sends me text messages all the time. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray. We're going to watch the Cardinal, his Mass on Sunday. But I need to ask you, we have a Northwestern doctor on at 2 o'clock every Sunday, answers calls nonstop for 30 minutes. And a lot of 60 plus people, the adults in the high risk category, are calling in. You're 75. You're flying. You're still working. Are you staying safe? What are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, my last flight was from Washington back home. My wife is down here in Springfield. We have a place in Chicago, so we kind of split our time. So I sat tight there for a few days, flew in on a plane with about 12 people on board, including three flight attendants, flew in on a plane in Midway. The place was a ghost town. There were no cabs. I rode the Orange Line downtown to get a bus.
Wow.
There were three of us on the train car on the Orange Line. And so I got downtown, got a bus. I was the only two passengers on the bus, and I went up to work. I sat around there for a few days, and I thought, you know, I want to be with my wife. It's been a long time. I've been stuck in Washington for 2 weeks with this rescue bill and all the rest. So I said, okay, I'm coming home to Springfield. Rented a car, drove home to Springfield, and that's where I am now. And just camped out at home. I do everything by phone and Skype and FaceTime and all the rest of that stuff. But I'm trying to follow the same advice I'm giving to people.
Sure.
I'm learning how to make a mask right now. I think I figured out how to do it. I watched the Surgeon General. It's
right.
Not that complicated.
It's
two rubber bands and a handkerchief.
That's it. It's very simpler.
That's it.
Just put a scarf around your face. My wife is wearing the full-blown mask. I just put a scarf around my face if I'm going to the grocery store.
There you go.
But I'm waking up at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm hitting Jewel at 6 a.m. There's no one there. That's the way to do it. You got to do it on the off hours.
That's
don't go in the middle of it.
Yesterday.
Yeah, don't
and,
go.
And I race in and out. There's no lazy time in the store. It's I want three things and I'm gone. You know?
I would love to see Senator Dick Durbin on the L and at Jewel, just walking through produce. I would love that. I would.
It was kind of funny. This one, there were three women on this Orange Line. You're sitting in the car with me, and this one just knew I was somebody. She couldn't figure out who I was. She finally said, "Who are you?"
Senator,
I'm a politician.
I know you've been super busy. I'm so glad that we could finally get you on WGN, and I hope we can do this next month just to check in and see where we're at and get your updates. Because people, during times of crisis, and we've said this to everyone that we've had on, that people want to hear from their leaders that we're doing something. That's what we want to hear.
Well, we're getting ready for the next bill. We're going to correct the things that we got wrong in this bill. We're going to look for people and businesses we've been unable to help that we need to help. But most importantly, and I want to hats off to J.B. Pritzker and Lori Lightfoot. Man, they're working every day, 24/7,
they stepped up
to try to get us ready for the medical challenge.
Yep, You're right. You're absolutely right. They stepped up their game.
That is our number one responsibility. And thank you to those healthcare workers, first responders, National Guard. Thanks to them. Thanks to them for risking their life every day for us. We'll never forget it.
And, Senator, before you go, can you tell people again, please just stay home and we'll get through this?
Listen, this is a time, very seriously, when it's a matter of life and death for a lot of vulnerable people, people that we love and respect, and we've all got to do our part. We're in this together, everybody. Republicans, Democrats, independents, non-voters, everybody. Let's just follow this advice, get this behind us. We'll be fine. We'll be strong when it's over, but let's do the right thing now.
Senator Dick Durbin. Thank you, Senator. We'll talk soon. Appreciate your time.
Good to be with you.